Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about being open-minded. Where are you not open to new and different opinions and perspectives? Why are you narrow-minded in some areas of your life? How can you better deal with closed-minded people? Learn how to open your mind as we continue our month focusing on replenishment and rejuvenation. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a couple things. The first thing was Athena, Thithi, our female cat, was captured. Now, you listen, you know, our cats are my fur babies. She's indoor, outdoor, a cat sitter and mail letter out. Anyway, all this stuff went on and found we're moving. And I hope by the time that you are listening to this episode that we will have found a house. And anyway, that's a story for another day. We'll talk about that next month. Anywho, so I knew that something had happened. I didn't think Thithi had been met with something nefarious or horrible, but I'm like, someone has her. So I'll try to tell this quickly. I literally go to this house and stand in front of it. I'm like, Thithi's there. Just gut instinct. That night, I had found an animal communicator. If you need an animal communicator, please contact me. And apparently specific, not everyone deals with lost pets. So anyway, talk to the woman. She says all these things, and it just reinforced to me that this is where Athena was. So I text my husband, and boy, am I grateful. He loves me for who I am. And I said, we're going there tomorrow. And he's like, what are you going to say? And I said, I'll take care of it. So we go to the neighbor's house. Long story short, tell her we're looking for Athena. And I said to my husband, if Athena comes home that night, I will know that she was there. Sure enough, Thithi comes home that night after being gone for 3 days, and I'm convinced she let her out at night so wouldn't be seen that she had her. Now, the good news is she was a good Samaritan. She thought Thithi didn't have a home, but she's chipped. She's fed. She doesn't look like a homeless cat that has not been taken care of. But you know what? She told us when we were talking to her, because I'm like, I'm not going to accuse anyone, that the neighbors had moved and left a cat. So my hat's off to anyone that rescues. You all are the real heroes in life, and that you're willing to take care of a stray cat. She is chipped though, and she didn't do that. Anyway, long story short, I share this. It is leading to a point of promise. After this, I was like, oh my gosh, because I'm on all these lost pets, had posted, and I know what it's like to have your fur baby not be there and go missing. So I had referred this person. I said, if you need someone or open to this, and again, I don't push. Here's information. If you're interested, I will pass it along. Contact me. So we're in the South. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. And this person says, I went to her website and she does astrology. And that is against my religion, belief, something like that. Now, I want to be really clear here. I respect people's religion, their beliefs. Okay, I get that. And your pet's been missing for a year. Do you want to get closure? Do you want to potentially find your pet? Pet's been missing for a couple of days. And I felt, you don't know anything about this woman. It's something part of what she does. Astrology doesn't play into the animal communication. And it broke my heart because I thought there's a potential opportunity for you to find your pet, but you're too closed-minded to be open to it. And again, you know, you might say, and I'm going to be honest, when I did research, everything that came up closed-minded and practically everything that I saw mentioned religion. I'm like, you know what? I don't like that. I don't want to include that in when I talk about how to tell if you're closed-minded, and it just didn't sit well with me. But I get exactly why people say that. I mean, that kind of dovetails into the next inspiration. We have become so closed-minded here in America. You know, feel free to shoot me an email to tell me how it is in other countries where people watch and listen. especially when it comes to politics. If you can see your person or position as doing no wrong, having no negative consequences, having no flaws, I'd like to suggest that's really not a great place to be. And we as a country have to need to learn to have dialogue again. And I have unplugged for part of my, to be a healthier person, but because I can't, Facebook's the worst to me, and I just can't anymore because of just the hatred. The hatred upsets me more than anything. But if you are so stuck in your position, and again, this can be politically, it can be about a religious matter. If you are dogma and this is how it is, I don't think that that is the best place you can be. And as we age, I think it's sometimes challenging to remain open and curious. I heard recently, I was talking, catching up. I've been great catching up with all these people in my life I hadn't talked to in a while. And she told me about EOG, early onset grumpiness. And I had to laugh because Tony and I were talking about that to Jim. He's like, "You think we're grumpy?" I'm like, "Yeah, sometimes." Let's get started. We've got lots of good stuff to talk to today. So what traits do closed-minded people have? Because you might not know if you're closed-minded. And don't roll your eyes if you're listening, especially if you've interacted with someone who's closed-minded. I shared the story about how my brother had to say, "Hey, you see yourself as a victim." And I just didn't know. I couldn't see it. So here are some things. And as I'm sharing these, I want you to think about it. Is that me? And again, don't judge yourself. This is about being the best version of you. You don't know, you can't change it. So you acknowledge and don't beat yourself up. Like, okay, this might be a little hard, might be a little painful to admit, but how can I take this knowledge about myself and take action to move forward? Never wrong. Are you always right? I have a sign in my office. I can see it here as I glance off to the side. Do you want to be right? Or do you want peace? And I ask myself that a lot more. And again, with age, I've been able to, you know what? If the neighbor thinks I'm wrong, okay, I can live with that. I am completely okay. I need peace of mind more than I need to be right. So people who are narrow-minded are always right. Again, see this a ton on social media. You can present people with facts and they'll still ignore them. Flat earthers are a great example. They have a reason, presented with scientific evidence, doesn't matter. Nope, it's false. It's fake news or whatever they call it. And they're famous people. There are a couple of famous basketball players that are flat earthers. It doesn't matter what you tell them. They refuse to see the fact. And Tony got a t-shirt recently, and I'm going to get one for my father that says something the effect of, "Facts don't have emotions," or "My facts don't care what you're feeling." And that across the board, you know, one thing that I try to focus on is just the facts, ma'am, like Joe Friday. Present the facts, remove the emotion, and go forward. Judgmental. When I realized that and was taught that when I judge another, I'm only judging myself, that really helped me to judge less. Still a work in progress on this, but I'm a happier person when I don't judge so much. Are you the type of person that is judging other people's appearances? Are you judging how someone parents their child? Are you judging what someone wears, what they say, their views? I used to love the word snowflake because it meant snow. It has now been co-opted. I believe that's the right term. It's like, I can't hear the word snowflake. It just brings me anger and stress and unhappiness because it drives me crazy. That's obviously coming from a place of judgment, or fill in whatever term that people call people. Make generalization. This is obviously where stereotypes come from. People make these statements and believe them. Again, facts aren't playing into this. When you make a generalization, guys don't make passes at girls that wear glasses. My husband likes me more in my glasses. Go figure. I'm like, woohoo. All blondes are dumb. Really? Think about the generalizations you make or what you hear people say or that kind of are still floating around there. out in our society and what we say. So if you're making generalizations, that's definitely a sign you're closed-minded. Are you easily offended? Are you getting bent out of shape about every little thing? It amazes me how people who don't know, and I used to read social media so I could practice reading energy and kind of getting the feel for things. And I don't need to practice. It's, you can have no sense and get exactly what someone's saying. And it's amazing how people invest all this energy into a social media post with someone they don't know. So are you easily offended? Having an agenda or a singular focus. You want something to happen, you are going to have a reason to make it come about, and you aren't going to listen to anything else. We have the longest government strike ever as I record this. I'm really hopeful that it ends soon because there are a lot of people who are living paycheck to paycheck, and I'm hoping they don't lose homes, and I'm hoping that it all gets resolved quickly. But there's an agenda there. There's a singular focus. Give me money to build the wall or a no-go. Well, there's an agenda. There's a focus. Doesn't matter that the workers are suffering. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to make a political statement here. That's not the purpose of this podcast, but that's a really good example. And, you know, wherever you fall on that, that's okay. But if that's your singular focus and I'm going to win at all costs, I can't lose, that's narrow-minded. Not open to change. You're stuck in habits. This actually, I listened to a great, she's an astrologer lady. I love her. And 2019 is open to change. Big change is coming. I know it's happening here to me, not open to change. You know, it's having the same old routines. And you know, I'm a fan of routines because they can help us clear clutter and get organized, and they can put us in a rut. So if you aren't open to trying a new restaurant or talking to someone that doesn't look or think like you, just not open to it. Give people situations one shot. Someone does something wrong, doesn't work out. That view, that person is wrong. Tried it once and it failed. Not open to trying again. Huge believer in giving people a second chance. Now, people tell you who they are. And again, on something that is really important, if someone stole from you, you're not getting a second chance from me. Okay. Again, this is about common sense. But if you say, I talked to someone who is a different political persuasion than I am, and you know, just I'm never going to talk to them again, that's narrow-minded. I have a friend from college hadn't talked to, again, I'm catching up with a bunch of people from my past and hadn't talked to in a couple years, really sat down and talked to him. We only had about 45 minutes and we're catching up. She has completely different views than I do. We ended up having a great conversation. And finally, it could be a trust issue. I was a victim of robbery by a white person, and now I distrust all white people. They're all alike. Now, you can understand, I think, of everything that I've mentioned here, you get the trust issue. But again, that's making a generalization. All white people steal. And so that's the time to work through, and okay, take a step back from this generalization. Let's see, what is my trust issue, and how can I rebuild that trust? Overwhelmed by clutter? Feel stuck? Would you like to feel energized and excited? Are you not sure what direction to go? Julie Caraccio offers lifestyle coaching to people from all walks of life who know something needs to change, but they aren't sure where to start. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. Why aren't people open-minded? So we've talked a little bit about the traits. Again, kind of chew on that, see where you are, because I'm narrow-minded in some places. I'd have to sit down and think about it. Yeah, I can. All right, something kind of popped in my head. But in general, I'm not. You know, thankfully, I'm not closed-minded in every area of my life. So kind of stew on that. Think, okay, where do I see myself in this? So let's dig a little deeper. Why? What's the why? Pain. You experience something and you don't want to experience that pain again. Of course, that's understandable. You're better off, however, when you can heal and move forward. Remember, energy, emotions, or just energy and motion. We're all going to feel pain. It's what you do with it. Do you release it? Do you honor it? And then do you move forward? When you heal yourself, forget about the other people for a moment. When you heal yourself, you're the one that benefits. Now, we all benefit because in essence, energetically, we lift everyone up. But it's not better to hold on to your pain. And sometimes people use that pain as a crutch or as a martyr or whatever it is. I'm going to encourage you, don't let the past experiences cloud your present and your future. You don't trust yourself. What if I make the wrong choice and it's a bad outcome? In college, my nickname was the indecisive one. And I was indecisive because I was afraid I was going to make the wrong choice and I didn't trust myself. And it's also safe to say in our little box or our comfort zone, there's a great quote. And in essence, it says, you know, the good fruit is out on the limb of the tree. And that's so true. Every time I have gotten out of my comfort zone, the fact that I'm doing this podcast, oh my goodness. You know, I did Reawaken Your Brilliance. When did I start that? I was doing with Tony, I think 2012, 2011. When I did a show, maybe 2012, 2013, and I was doing it, we're married. So anyway, and I did it for 3 years. Oh my gosh, I would have never, behind the camera, I don't have a personality, no. Oh my goodness, I love this. I have discovered I love public speaking. So I got outside that box. Perhaps you are afraid to be wrong. For some people, this can be painful. Maybe they were punished when they were wrong. I had a friend who said that she was once punished because a boy wrote in front of the sidewalk of their house. I don't know if that's true or not, but it didn't sound, it's could have been possible. So that's the example. Well, if someone else does something and I'm wrong for it. And maybe you don't understand. You know, here in America, in Western culture, we have access to the internet. We have access to libraries. And if you, there's a will, there's a way. You don't have to have a lot of money to be able to do that. So when someone says you're going to have 72 women who have never had sexual relations in heaven, at first I was like, oh my gosh, super judgmental. How dumb do you need to be? Well, you know what? I didn't grow up in that culture. And I don't know what it's like to have extreme poverty. So I can't judge that. And I've been exposed to the outside world and they haven't. And the religion, there's all those things tied into it. So I need to not be narrow-minded on that and be like, well, let's step back and look at it from their perspective. Again, the older I've gotten, the less judgmental I am. Judge less and love more. If you're unsure of your beliefs, it's easier to follow someone else. Hey, I don't have to think. I can hear, this is what I need to know. This is how I need to act. Boom, boom, boom. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to take responsibility. And that's a safe route. That's a lot easier than thinking for yourself, challenging things. And as I mentioned a moment ago, some people really don't like change. I know that that's something I've improved on. I used to hate change. Like a cat. Maybe I was a cat in a past life. You need to open your mind in order to change. And if you are just dead set against any change, of course you can understand why you'd be closed-minded. Deep-rooted beliefs. The very religious might fall into this category. And I mentioned a moment ago, kind of like, oh, should I mention it? And I thought it was really everywhere. So please, if you're a religious person, this is where I hope you're open-minded. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not casting religion is wrong. I'm not casting the person who didn't want to use the animal communicator is wrong. I'm looking at it from completely narrow-minded place. There are, while we're on this, again, that's, you know, religion's kind of catch-all, spiritual. I know progressive people who are incredibly closed-minded. So it really isn't, if you're conservative religiously or politically or liberal, that doesn't have anything to do with it. It is, you can be wherever you are on the spectrum and be narrow-minded. You want to fit in and be accepted. Go with the crowd. Sometimes it's hard to stand on your own. You know, if you are that person and said that it's, and in your culture, it is good to be a martyr and kill yourself if you kill people that you see as less than you, that would be kind of hard to go against the grain. And in somewhere like that, you know, you could possibly be killed. So you can understand why someone would want to be fit in and be accepted. And, you know, when you go against that wall, I'll never forget, I was a sophomore in high school and I used to go to church group, youth group. And I questioned something. And I wasn't being smarmy, it was a legitimate question. And the youth director just shot it down. And again, like having hindsight or foresight or whatever it is with age, I can understand, my guess is they were uncomfortable, they weren't sure how to answer, and instead of opening up a dialogue, just shot me down. So I get that when you kind of push against the grain, sometimes people aren't happy about it. If you can understand the why behind being closed-minded, then you can have compassion for yourself and others. I want to be clear, I'm not saying keep quiet if you see an injustice occur. And in fact, I believe we need to come stand up from love. And when we see that, take action. You have to make a decision in what you do. And people still get angry about this, but when you come from love, it's a lot harder for people to get angry at you. Eventually, the hate wears down if you put out enough love. How to be more open-minded? Ask questions. Be curious. Ask people about their viewpoints and why they feel this way. Antonio, our chunk monkey, lovable, adorable Antonio Maximus, is so curious about life. When someone comes to the door, he wants to meet you. He wants to greet you. He wants to sniff you. But he is completely curious cat. The other cats are more shy, they'll like sniff and greet you at their own pace, but they got to sit back and check you out first. Antonio, nope, let's go for it. I'm curious. What can I explore? Embrace change. See how you can go with the flow. Change your perspective. What opportunities could possibly arise? What can you learn about yourself and others? Know that the unknown and uncertain outcomes can be opportunity growth, exciting and surprising. See how it opens up your world and changes are less intimidating. We are moving, and I have to tell you, I believe I'm going to trust in divine timing, but I was kind of dragging my feet. Tony was like, hey, let's do this. You're going to move out of state. We decided we don't know how things are going to play out with that. And we just had a really rough year. And thank goodness we had each other. And I couldn't have survived it without him. But we're like, you know what? We want a fresh start. We want a fresh change. And I know that I'm kind of like, oh, but that's moving and all this new stuff. So I get it. But in the same time, I've started to get excited seeing, there are some possibilities here. Expand your network. If everyone around you thinks and sees things the same, it's really hard for you to open your mind. Look to hang out with people that are different than you, than different in your viewpoints. They look differently from you. They have a different religion or spiritual practice. Sometimes it's hard to overcome this. It doesn't mean that you have to have a BFF, but you can attend an event and have a conversation. Meetup's great for that. It's really popular where I live. I haven't done it in a while. But you meet different people with different backgrounds. And that's striking up a conversation. That's something that's safe. You can do with other people. And you might be surprised at what you learn. And you might change your mind. Be curious. Talked about that with asking questions. Try new things. Do things differently. Read a book you normally wouldn't. For book club, I'm reading about Lincoln's last trial. Remember that Lincoln was a trial attorney, and it was kind of a scandalous case at the time. So, I don't know. I hadn't heard of the book. I don't know if I'd pick it out, but it's part of book club, so it's good. The last book was The Constant Princess about Catherine of Aragon. Don't know if I would have picked that up. I've just started the Abraham one, and I really enjoyed The Constant Princess. Judge less and love more. That's really simple. When you find yourself getting judgmental, stop, take a deep breath, bring it back to you. Why am I judging? I think that woman looks horrendous in her outfit. Oh, perhaps I'm worried about my appearance. Has nothing to do with the person on the outside. Bring that back to you. don't get easily offended. You have a choice. You have a choice to not get offended. Choose it. In every moment, you have a choice. Choose wisely. Accept others' religious and spiritual beliefs. You don't have to practice it. You don't have to believe what they do, but accept it. Respect it. Again, like if there's injustice occurring, I'm not talking about that. Challenge your beliefs. I talked a moment ago how I was a kid in church and asked a question. I decided in that moment, I don't know if I could have articulated it when I was 16, but I'm like, I don't want to be a part of anything that doesn't challenge me, that doesn't allow me to think for myself. And I had an experience here in, I don't like the term New Age. I just think that that's not descriptive or just, I don't know. And was at a church here and I questioned something again, respectfully. And they shut me down. I was like, yeah, this isn't something I want to be a part of. Always challenge your beliefs. You know, I'm into woo-woo stuff and I still have that thread of skepticism. And I think especially after the experience with the women's group, and it was kind of cultish. That's my view, having been away for it a year and a half. And I didn't do that then. I didn't challenge anything. I don't want to ever be in that position again. Ask a question instead of a statement. People are probably going to be more willing to open up to you if you ask it that way. A statement can kind of come off as, well, I've already decided. But a question's about being curious. Get to the why. Attempt to understand why people feel the way they do, why they think the way they do, why they do what they do. What is their why? Talking about someone who grows up in a religion and doesn't have the internet, doesn't have other books to read. Well, of course, I can have compassion for that. Stop kvetching. Probably doing the same old when you're closed-minded. So open your mind to what else is possible. Quit that complaining. Get open. And finally, accept others for who they are. If I accept that you're different than me, okay, wouldn't we live in a much nicer world if we simply accepted each other for who we are? Because guess what? We are perfectly imperfect beings having a human in a human body, having a spiritual experience. How to deal with closed-minded people. Number one, don't take anything personally. If you know whatever others do and say is about them and how you respond is about you, that brings the focus back to you. And you can't get offended. It's not about you. They are coming from their wounds. Just keep that focus on you. I want to scream at this person. Hold on. Let me step back a moment. What's really going on here? Do I not feel heard? Do I not feel loved? What's going on for me? Cut ties. Yep. Clear the clutter. Absolutely an option. I used to, when I was younger, think, oh, we've been friends forever. We need to stay friends forever. Nope. No longer take that view. Sometimes you just have to cut ties with people. And if you can't, like someone you're divorced with and have to work through stuff with them, have kids, or it's a family member, limit your time. Limit your time. Set boundaries. No, my father. Oh, my father. I love my father. Sometimes I have to admit I'll kind of say things to egg people on. I admit, yes, I'm too old for that. But hey, I'm human. And my dad would be like, no politics discussed. Then my mom and I will continue to talk. Drives them nuts. But set, be like my father. No politics, no religion, whatever the talk. Set those boundaries. Sometimes you need to deal with that. Get off social media. Really, guys. That is why I'm on Facebook less. That's the worst where I see it. I'm on Instagram more than I'm on Facebook, and I don't see it as much on Instagram. So just get off social media and really step back. If you're getting in a fight with someone who might be a troll, might be a fake account, someone you're never going to see in person, what's up with that? Bring that back to you. And then just in general, try to keep your personal life private. That is about you, your beliefs. Again, if you're passionate, you need to stand up for something, that's okay, but don't share all the little bits. That just kind of leaves people open to attack you or to be judgmental. You don't need it. Keep private, what is sacred to you, and what is important to you. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge where in your life you are narrow-minded. Note what traits you share with closed-minded people. Understand how you aren't open-minded. Know your why behind the narrow-mindedness. Adopt strategies to become more open-minded. Decide how you'll deal with closed-minded people. Practice being open-minded. On next month's episode, we're talking about spiritual replenishment. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.